JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, young people to get in on the conversation at the Visions of 2030 Empowerment Forum happening this Thursday. And later, a tip for parents. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Persons living and working in Western Jamaica, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving children under 18 years old, land, motor vehicles, and other assets? Do you have an ongoing matter with the Administrator General's Department? Come talk to us on Wednesday, November 29 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Housing Trust parking lot at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay, St. James. That's the Administrator General's Department, Securing Your Legacy.
All roads lead to the Campion College Auditorium in St. Andrew on November 23, as Called to Lead Jamaica invites young people aged 13 to 18 years to participate in Visions of 2030, a youth empowerment forum. The event is part of Youth Month activities and is being held to address disciplinary issues among vulnerable youth, as well as to tackle challenges associated with adjusting to high school life. Organizer and president of Called to Lead Jamaica, Benjamin Fraser, says Visions of 2030 will take the form of a live discussion program facilitated by veteran journalist and deputy CEO of the Jamaica Information Service, Ian Boyne.
He's going to interview 3 young people as though they're living in the year 2030, reflecting on their life of success. These 3 young people have displayed antisocial behaviors. They have behavioral issues and disciplinary problems, but they are young people we have been working with. So this contrast of where they are now and where they want to be in the future should help not only them, but the live audience, just help them to think about how their actions today affect the future.
The day will also feature the viewing of recorded testimonials from young adults who have suffered negatively as a result of poor decisions made in the past. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green and State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. will address participants on the areas of leadership, national responsibility, among other topics. Call to Lead Jamaica is a registered youth-led nonprofit organization which emerged from the desire of a group of leaders to support youngsters whose circumstances pose a challenge to their development. Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, is the roadmap guiding Jamaica to developed country status. How much do you know about the plans for your country? Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324 to learn more.
Can you sing, dance, act right? Then enter the JCDC 2018 Festival of the Performing Arts Competitions. Show your skills in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office. Lots of cash and prizes to be won. For more info, check JCDC social media pages or call 926-572-629. First deadline, December 1, 2017. Enter now!
The following is a parenting tip brought to you by the National Family Planning Board. Be prepared to answer the child's questions, which means you need to be informed.
On our community notice board, the UWE Open Campus will host its second lecture series on violence against women on Tuesday, November 28 at 4 p.m. at the UWE Regional Headquarters Ramson's Meeting Room. The event is free to the public, but there is limited seating available. Call 926-8119 or 927-2831 to register. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.